More Idaho Matters from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. I'm Gemma Gaudette. In the late 19th century, Yellowstone became the first national park in the United States. Visitation started out slow, but the railroad soon changed that, making travel and therefore the park more accessible. Well, years later, Yellowstone would become one of the most popular destinations in the country. So joining us now to talk more about the history and the impact of the railroad on Yellowstone is Thornton Waite, author and retired project manager with Idaho National Laboratory. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
So what kind of role did the railroad play in popularizing Yellowstone?
They were extremely important. 100 years ago, the only way you could get to the park was by railroad because, you know, you couldn't drive. The roads were terrible. So the railroads publicized the park because they wanted the revenue from transporting passengers. And they ended up building things like the Old Faithful Inn and building the infrastructure in the park so that people would want to visit it. I think it's worth mentioning that the Great Northern Railroad did this up in Glacier. The Santa Fe and Union Pacific did it down at the Grand Canyon, and the Union Pacific built facilities in Zion and Bryce at the same time just to encourage travel to the park because the federal government was not going to build anything in the park to encourage travel to it.
So which railway was the very first to reach the park?
I kind of have two answers to that. The Utah Northern was built to Butte, Montana in 1881, and they advertised traveling to the park from their line, basically from Beaver, Idaho, which was near the state line. Then you could take maybe 2 days in a stagecoach to reach the park and travel through it. That didn't really work. So in 1883, the Northern Pacific built a line from Livingston down south to Cinnabar, which is near Gardner. And that became the primary link to the park for many years.
So how many railways ended up providing service to Yellowstone?
Well, it's really amazing. Five different railroads provided travel to the park over the years. You had the Union Pacific, which went to West Yellowstone. And in later years, you could take the train down to Victor and have a tour of the Tetons and Yellowstone Park. The Northern Pacific, as I said, built down to Gardner, which became a popular route. You could also ride the Northern Pacific from Red Lodge over Beartooth Pass when that highway opened in 1937. And for a few years, you could get off the train, Northern Pacific train at Bozeman, take a motor tour of the park through Gallatin Gateway. The Burlington reached the east entrance at Cody in 1901, but that was like a 50-mile drive just to reach the park. And then, believe it or not, the Chicago Northwestern went to Lander, Wyoming, and you could have a 1.5 to 2 day auto ride to reach the south entrance. So you had five railroads over the years.
And I'm assuming, Thornton, that this is really what made the parks popular, right?
Correct, it is. I mean, they all advertised it. If you look in old issues of National Geographic or other magazines, they were all promoting travel to the park over their railroad, obviously.
And I understand that the facilities built by Union Pacific are still in use at the park today. Can you talk to us quickly about that?
Yes. Well, actually, they're in West Yellowstone. Out right at the park boundary, because the railroad built to West Yellowstone in 1907. And basically, the town was called Yellowstone at the time. And there was nothing there. I mean, really nothing. And the railroad said, well, we want people to travel there to over the Union Pacific to the park, so we need facilities. So they built a very fancy depot, stone depot, that's still there. It's a museum in the summer now. And there was so much baggage because people would travel with these huge steamer trunks. They had a separate baggage building. And that's the police station today. And then this was really unique. When you arrived in West Yellowstone, the train was scheduled to you travel overnight from, say, Salt Lake. You would arrive at West Yellowstone in the morning in time for breakfast, and you would get off the train and you'd eat your breakfast in this huge dining lodge that is still there and is used for special events. It was designed by Gilbert Stanley Underwood, who also designed the Old Faithful Lodge and other facilities down in Zion and Bryce. And then if you had a dining lodge, you had employees. So the railroad built dormitories for the men and women. And then they had the usual things like a water tank and other facilities to service the train. So it was an extensive complex. And the great thing is most of it's still there and in use for other purposes.
Well, I love that it's still in use. And as you were talking about it, I'm remembering the times being at West Yellowstone, having no idea the history of those buildings. So I really appreciate you taking time today to talk with us. Love all of this history. We've been talking with Thornton Waite about the impact of the railroad on Yellowstone. We should let you know that he will be talking more about this on August 2nd. Not August 2nd. What day? Because we've already had August 2nd, Thornton. When are you?
Let's try the 27th.
Let's try the 27th. All right. Thornton will be talking on August 27th at the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute in Boise. That'll start at 10 a.m. So hopefully you can join him for more. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
New from the Embedded podcast. Female athletes have always needed grit and talent. But for decades, they've also needed a certificate.
There was chit-chat about, is that really a woman?
And even now, they're still being checked and questioned. Their story is the newest series from CBC and NPR's Embedded. It's called Tested. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.